This week on Beacon Hill, it's budget time for the Massachusetts House. Representatives will consider about 1,200 amendments that were tacked on to the spending proposal for next year. We check in now with State House reporter Matt Murphy, as we do most Mondays. I asked him how this annual process works.
As usual, they will start with going through all of these amendments, starting with revenue, and they'll be taking up all of the tax proposals that lawmakers have filed. We're not expecting much action there. I mean, we could see some debates erupt, but there seems to be very little appetite to kind of tackle taxes in this budget. The speaker is against raising taxes, so they're going to try and set aside all of these revenue issues so they can have a number that they can build the budget off of and go from there. And over the next few days, we'll be seeing them move through all of the amendments as they package them together in sort of topic areas. And they'll deal with judicial amendments and housing amendments and environmental amendments in bulk packages. And, you know, there's always a few unexpected flashpoints that crop up. But, we'll be watching closely over the next 2 to 3 days.
Well, meanwhile, 6 Massachusetts senators are heading to Washington, D.C. this week. They're planning to lobby against federal spending cuts in President Donald Trump's budget proposal. Matt, who will they be trying to persuade on this trip, and how effective do you think they can be?
Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, we talked to Senate President Rosenberg a couple weeks ago about this trip as they were preparing, and he said he could never, ever remember senators, state senators, taking a trip like this to D.C. But given the uncertainty going on in Washington and some of the things that people have seen, read about in President Trump's budget proposal, they feel it's important to go down there and not just lobby against these cuts, but also try and walk away from there with some information and kind of get a sense of where Congress is on some of these proposals, where the administration is and what their thinking is around funding for a lot of these programs that the state government relies on and local governments rely on, like community development block grants.
The Democratic State Committee for Massachusetts meets at the end of this week. And last week, the Boston Globe reported on a controversial resolution that would oppose Israeli settlements in the West Bank, but it doesn't mention violence by Palestinians. The Globe article lays out how this issue has divided some in the more progressive wing of the party and those you might call more mainstream. There have been visible divisions between those factions in the party at the national level. Do you think the same is true at the state level right now?
Yeah, I think you do see it at the state level, and it's not just Democrats, it's Republicans as well. I mean, this being a non-election year, the state Democrats will have a convention this summer where they will focus on the party platform, and I think in these party debates you kind of see, just as you do in the national level, Democrats moving to the left, Republicans sometimes moving to the right. You have these factions on the Republican side who are opposed to Charlie Baker, even though he's popular among the more moderates and the mainstream Republicans. Similar things in the Democratic Party. I mean, even if you go back a few years and you look at how well someone like Don Berwick, when he was running for governor, did while he wasn't able to capture the nomination, campaigning on single-payer health care and Medicaid for All really worked for him among the party activists.
Former New England Patriots star Aaron Hernandez's suicide in a maximum security state prison last week comes as the state legislature has been considering legislation to make changes to the criminal justice system. And that could include reforms to mental health treatment. And there have been rumblings about this criminal justice overhaul for a long time. Where do things stand in that effort?
The governor has filed legislation, with the support of the speaker and the Senate president, based on some independent study and analysis done by the Council of State Governments for Massachusetts. That bill is currently waiting to be heard. Well, we did hear some chatter and some talk that the House may try and get that bill moving before the budget debate. Obviously, with the budget debate starting this week, that did not happen. I think it's something that you're likely to see crop up maybe later in the year. You've also seen the governor try and move some individual pieces of some criminal justice ideas in separate legislation, hoping to maybe kind of chip away at this. I think there's a real question about how big of a comprehensive package they're going to be able to get done, but certainly some of the focus of what the CSG report and the bill the governor filed talked about was reforming reentry programs and kind of preparing inmates for life outside of the walls of prison, and that includes mental health counseling, drug addiction counseling while they're in prison, and all of those things are likely to get debated.
Okay, well, Matt Murphy, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Matt Murphy is a reporter for the State House News Service in Boston. I'm Henry Epp. You're listening to Morning Edition.